I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hiya, it is the Bite Size Show. I'm Chloe Bloxham and I'm here to round up today's Liverpool news. It is Friday, the 28th of April, 2023. And to get us started then, let's go straight into the updates from the press conference that Jurgen Klopp took earlier on today. We can start with the injury update that we got, and that was that Klopp confirmed Konate will return to face Spurs on Sunday. He wasn't injured. That wasn't the reason why he was left out against West Ham. He was just rather rested. Obviously, Konate has had quite a big injury hit season, so him getting that extra rest was good for him. And also, Joel Matip stepped up to the plate. So it'll be interesting to actually see what Jurgen Klopp does with that. He's got a big decision to make at centre-half, because both Konate has been doing boss, and now Joel Matip did really, really good against West Ham. I was a little bit concerned for him because he's not played in that role now with Trent moving into midfield in possession. But you know what? He was boss, and he gets a bullet header that wins us the game. So yeah, big decision there for Jurgen to make, whether Konate slots straight back into the team or if he gives Matip another run of games. But we will soon see what he goes with. It's just great to see that Konate is back and isn't injured, because it is a little bit worrying how many injuries he's had this season. Hopefully, you know, next season that'll stop. He won't have them as consistently. And yeah, he'll be more available to us, because we don't need another injury prone centre-half, especially if, you know, Joel Matip leaves in the summer. We really will need our centre-halves to step up and be available more often. But yeah, that was the first injury update. Moving on then, he mentioned that Naby Keita is back in training, as well as Oxlade-Chamberlain. This one, I'm not too sure you see either of them two before they leave Liverpool, before the end of the season. We know both of them will be leaving. They are out of contract, so I'm not too sure whether they'll be back, but at least it's options there in case anyone else gets injured or in case anyone else needs a rest. At least Naby Keita and Ox will hopefully be available to Liverpool in the upcoming games. Moving on then, Jota did pick up a blow. He got kneed in the back, I think it was, against West Ham. Jurgen said he should be okay, but you know, we'll have to see how that goes. The thing is that with, you know, Luis Diaz playing 35 minutes, you know, Darwin Nunez, there are people there who can step up if Jota does need a little bit of a rest. You'd still like to see Jota starting. I don't think he deserves to be benched. But if he is still carrying a little bit of an injury, hopefully, you know, we've got players there who can slot in for him. But he should be available, and hopefully he will be from the off. Finally then, the one that we all know is that Firmino is still out as expected with a muscle injury. I really do hope we see him before, you know, the end of the season, before he leaves, because that's going to be heartbreaking when he does leave. But for it to be, you know, just as heartbreaking, the fact that we haven't seen him one more time at Anfield before he does leave, I'm really, really hoping that he's back fit within the next couple of games. And even if he just gets 10 minutes here or there at Anfield, we've got 3 home games on the bounce coming up. If he can just get 10 minutes or so, we can see him one last time in red at Anfield. I'd absolutely love that, because he deserves that. But yeah, Firmino is still out, sadly. Moving on to Ryan Mason, did a press conference earlier. He did mention a, a blow for Spurs. Hugo Lloris will not be available to feature in the clash this weekend, obviously, as we face Spurs at Anfield. Fraser Forster will instead be in goal. He was, I'm pretty sure Hugo Lloris was subbed off 6-1 half-time, that Newcastle game, and Fraser Forster came in. Fraser Forster also started against Manchester United last night. So, yeah, you know, a positive for Liverpool is that Hugo Lloris, their number one goalkeeper, will be out of the fixture. Fraser Forster isn't that good of a goalkeeper. Liverpool need to have shots at him. Keep having shots at him. He doesn't, you know, carry the ball well. He doesn't catch it well. He likes to punch it a lot, which is what I've seen, especially against Manchester United the other day. So if we can just really pepper his goal, hopefully, you know, one falls, you know, maybe a rebound falls into our path. But we really do need to, you know, make sure that we're testing their goalkeeper now that their number one isn't in goal. But that is the injury update from the presser today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why UnitedHealthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
I'm going to move on to some transfer news then. And to get us started, Liverpool have been linked with a move for Villarreal's right-winger, Chuka Wayzy, with reports in Spain now suggesting that the Liga club would and could demand a fee of £71 million. He scored 13 goals and registered 11 assists in 43 appearances across four competitions so far this season. This is a little bit of a mad one. I'll continue the report in a minute. Do we really need another attacker for £71 million, that is? Like, if Firmino goes, which we all know he will, I'd love to bring another attacker in, that's for sure. But for £71 million, we can't afford that. We need to invest in other areas, more importantly. I'd love to get, you know, maybe a £20-25 million signing for at the end of the window, maybe, you know, once we've done all the rest of the more important business, and then maybe replace Firmino as well. But for £71 million, that seems an awful lot. Goal are reporting that Everton and Real Madrid are also keen on him, and any club interested would need to splash the cash. Taken to Twitter, Goal journalist Ruben, I don't know how to say his last name, so we're just going with Ruben, said Chuka Wayzy continues without renewing his contract. The race to get his signing begins. It's €100 million or £88 million. Great British pounds, which is his release clause, but it could go down to €80 million, which is £71 million. His contract ends in 2024. Aston Villa, Everton, Liverpool, Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid are interested. He's got a lot of good clubs going for him. You know, Real Madrid, Liverpool, Atletico Madrid, big teams, even Aston Villa. They've made some really good, I mean, Bailey was a big signing for them. So he's in good talks. He must be a really good player for loads of people to be interested in him. I'm not too sure this is Liverpool's race to sign him, to be perfectly honest. I don't think spending £71 million on him is what we really need. But he does seem like a good player. I can't say a lot much more on him. He's done decent for Villarreal, and we'll soon see where he ends up, whether he, for whatever reason, ends up staying and going on a free next summer. Maybe that's also a possibility. But yeah, for me, Liverpool surely can't be doing that kind of deal. Midfield is far more important. I think your striker is the last thing you need to sort out. And I'd love us to do it. A nice little fee for someone that we can turn into a superstar who might be brilliant already, but we can take them to the next level. I'd love us to do that, but to go and spend 71 million, if we wouldn't spend 100 million or whatever it is on Jude Bellingham, we're not going to spend 71 million on an attacker. That is, I mean, it might happen. And I might just not have a clue because I do not know, you know, what's going on inside the club. And if it does, well, my word, I think Twitter will be ablaze. Anyway, finally then, I've got some sad news. I have just mentioned them there. Jude Bellingham is reportedly bound, heading to Real Madrid this summer. As reported by The Echo earlier this month, Liverpool have stepped away from their pursuit of Bellingham after the scale that was required was obviously massive in terms of how many people we needed to bring in and how much Dortmund wanted for them. I think Liverpool realised we couldn't spend that much on one player and also go and secure several others that we desperately need. According now to Spanish publication AS, the England international is set to reject the advances of Manchester City and others in order to obviously sign for Real Madrid. The report goes on to claim that Bellingham has picked Real Madrid for his move, though the deal isn't done yet. It's one of them where I'd be happy if he doesn't go Real Madrid, happy if he doesn't go Manchester City, sorry. Sad to see, you know, a player who we were so heavily invested for 2 years going to Real Madrid because we can't compete money-wise. But what else can you do? Honestly, I'm sick and tired of the saga of it. I had to mention it because it's obviously the news that came out today. But yeah, I just need someone to tell me what deals are done or what deals I shouldn't care about. I think I'm now going to go with the mantra of, unless it's actually signed, unless I'm just not going to listen to anything up until the summer transfer window opens. And if Liverpool put out a tweet saying we've signed someone, that's when I'll start believing it all. But yeah, I am a bit heartbroken to see that he will be going elsewhere. It'll also make Real Madrid much better. I mean, they're already incredible. I can't be bothered facing them in the Champions League if we get there in the next couple of years. But yeah, I guess it's a much better outcome than going to Manchester City, who can rival us in the Premier League. Anyway, back up. Let's get ourselves more positive. The Reds do face Spurs at Anfield this weekend. It is a must-win game for us if we want to, you know, keep striving for any type of European football. We've got absolutely loads of content coming out, so do keep up with it. If you do want to go and watch the press conference that I mentioned earlier, Jürgen's, you can go to Redmen 2 on YouTube. Watch his full presser there. We've also got a couple of deep dives coming out later, so keep your eyes peeled on that. Really good content coming out. And obviously, game day content on Sunday all over our YouTube channel. Join us for the watch-along, our reaction afterwards, fan cams. We've got absolutely loads coming for that. Hopefully the Reds will have 3 points in the bag by that time. But that is across our YouTube channel. And obviously the likes of The Final Word and stuff will be on Redmen Plus. If you do want to keep up with the latest LFC news and more Redmen content, you can use the code BITESIZE for 50% off for 3 months as a club captain monthly sub at redmenplus.com. That gives you absolutely everything. So yeah, do sign up, hear a bit more to me, and hopefully you do enjoy your weekend. And hopefully we're all here on Monday listening to the Redmen Bite Size again after Liverpool have pocketed Harry Kane and pocketed another 3 points. Until the next one then, up the Reds.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.